It's great to be here with you this morning. We were here a few weeks ago, and James was wearing his shirt from Africa, so I thought this morning I would wear my Indonesian batik. Now, on church on Sunday, a lot of men wear these Indonesian batik shirts, but most of them have much more colorful shirts than the one that I'm wearing. It's great to be here with you all. We really have appreciated being a part of this church. We've also appreciated your prayers, your support, your encouragement to us during these past 4 years when we've been based in the Philippines, serving in Indonesia, helping languages get God's Word for the first time. And we used to attend here beginning in 2003. We attended for about 5.5 years here. And we appreciate a lot of things about this church. We appreciate the great worship at this church and the worship music. We've appreciated the good preaching from God's Word that we hear from James each week. We appreciate the fellowship in the way that you don't have to put on a mask here. You can just be yourself, be transparent, be able to share your struggles with others and grow in Christ together. We really appreciate that aspect of City on the Hill. We also appreciate the way people help each other and the way you share the love of Christ with your community and with people around the world. You've also ministered to our family. When we came here in 2003, our kids had lived most of their lives overseas, and it was a big adjustment for us coming back to the States. And then our older kids were leaving home and going off to college, and during those years, our family faced some major challenges. But you reached out to our family in such a way that helped us to face those challenges and to continue to serve in Bible translation ministry. Leanne and I have been serving with Wycliffe Bible Translators for 29 years. We are assigned to the Seed Company. This is an affiliate of Wycliffe that's dedicated to equipping mother tongue translators, national colleagues, and all aspects of Bible translation work, enabling them to start translating in languages that have never had God's Word so that we can see God's Word go out to every language in the world that still needs it. In a few minutes, I'm going to be sharing a message from John chapter 17, the prayer of Jesus. And the verses that we're going to be focusing on are the prayer of Jesus specifically for us. But before we get into that, we wanted to share with you a family update and some highlights of what God's been doing for the last 4 years through your partnership. Your financial support, your prayers for us has enabled us to be overseas, engaged in work, helping others to translate God's Word in their own language. So we prepared an 11-minute slide video presentation for you. We hope you enjoy it.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. slow to anger. Your name is great, and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart. Time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore, forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship Your holy name. Come on, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy. Worship Your holy name, Lord, I worship Your holy name. Sing like never. Worship Your holy name, Jesus. I will worship Your holy name. Worship Your holy name.
Yesu, Yesu. Pemuliana datu Daudi, nupokahi bongkoya.
Apa onunde kue bihiako?
Kuunde bona meitana bongkoya.
Meitamoko, antipe pona laimu iriko mauhamoko.
Meitamona. Meita mona.
Tauna ide tau tompu adua nana.
Meita mona.
Datu. Datu ndakoto Yahudi.
Hondo o pasangakmu.
Natepu kai Galilea tukeinde.
Galilea. O Galilea tauna de. Ane hondo oi, bate ena tapihuhu oi Herode, lawi den tomani i Yerusalem. Niwawarai.
bahajai ukotio uwa wo mohaduo mantii.
Tu, toa hie to petuntuna Yesu, ala iwo to Galilea.
Hawa iku baha, hapoto iti iyo.
Hei mihahili mo Yesu, mampenoto hi peturu.
Luka endo kobo aku, ane donka iko ipo parentamu. Kulika iko, eo ei, simbela-mbela iko ay aku, iparadesi.
Well, through your partnership with us in this ministry, God's Word is not only going out in printed form, but it's also going out in all these languages in the form of the Jesus film and in music videos. And we're very encouraged to see what God's doing through this partnership with your church and other churches in the body of Christ. And we see God working in many different ways so that our prayer is that every last language group will have an opportunity to hear God's word in the language that they understand best. We're also encouraged. We just heard from Janelle this week, and she sends her greetings. Janelle's our oldest daughter. She's been studying Indonesian at the University of Indonesia, and now she's finished her language studies and is getting ready. I'll see her next month when I go to Indonesia for 5 weeks. She'll be at the next workshop of the four language teams, and then she'll begin living in the village and learning one of the languages. We use pseudonyms. You see Ba, Ra, Se, Na. Those are pseudonyms because Indonesia is 85% Muslim. For security reasons, we use pseudonyms instead of real language names. So we appreciate Janelle's sincere appreciation for your prayers and support for her while she's in Indonesia. And now we want to get into the message, and we're going to be looking at John chapter 17, verses 18 through 23. And we're going to read this passage together. It's the prayer of Jesus. But before we do, let's pray. Lord, we do thank you for the opportunity to come together to worship and to hear from your word this morning. We pray that you would open our minds to what it is that you want to speak to us through your word this morning. We pray that you would open our hearts through the power of your Holy Spirit. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Let's read this passage together. It's John 17, verses 18 through 23, and I'll wait till you get it on your slide. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. And let's read together. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world will believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. God has a plan for revealing himself to the world. And this plan began long ago. So let's first take a look back at God's plan for how he's revealing himself to the world. In Genesis chapter 1, we read, and let's just read these passages together as we go through them. Genesis 1, this is verse 1 and 31. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. In Psalm chapter 19, verse 1, we read, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Go ahead. Click. We have enjoyed hiking in the U.S. and in the Philippines. In fact, we have a family tradition. Every year we try to take on some kind of challenging hike as a family, and we've done different places in the U.S. We've hiked in Yosemite, and we've hiked in the Appalachian Trail and some in different places in the U.S. But this past year, we were living in the Philippines, we decided to take on a new challenge. Mount Apo, it's the tallest peak in the Philippines. It's about 10,000 feet high, and it starts at about 5,000 feet. And you cross the river about 13 times, and then you go through rainforests, and then you start your ascent. And it's not like the U.S. trails where they traverse. These kind of, you climb and hold roots, and you climb and it kind of goes steep. But it was a great challenge for us. And then we camped overnight. This was December 31st that we did this hike. We camped overnight, got up at 2 a.m. in the morning, and it was kind of cold. Even in the Philippines on these mountaintops, it gets pretty cold. And so with shivering bodies and sore legs, we climbed the last 3 hours, arrived at about 5:30 a.m. on the top of Mount Apo. We got to experience the beautiful sunset, and we saw God's glorious creation spoke to us of His glory and of the magnificent work of His hands. Let's read together in Romans chapter 1, verse 20. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see His invisible attributes, His eternal power, and divine nature. Even after man chose to sin and rebel against God, God still continued to reach out to man. We read of God's covenant with Abraham in Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3. Let's read these verses together. The Lord has said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and all the peoples of the earth will be blessed through you." We can see that God made a promise to Abraham and to his descendants that He would make them into a great nation. And God had a purpose. God's purpose was to bless Abraham so that he would become a blessing to all the nations, to all the ethnic groups on earth. And we also see a principle here that God blesses us, and He blesses us for a purpose so that we can become a blessing to others. God also gave us the law of Moses to show us how we should live. We read in Exodus 24:12, and let's read this together. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and stay here, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commands that I've written for their instruction." The law taught us that we can't live up to God's standards. We can't live up to all of God's requirements and rules. And it teaches us, the law, through the law, God revealed to us that we need forgiveness through Christ. Let's read together in Galatians 3:24. So the law was put in charge to lead us to Christ that we might be justified by faith. God then spoke through the prophets, and we read in Hebrews 1, verse 1. Let's read this together. Long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets. God instructed His people to write down His words for future generations, including us. We read in Psalms 102:18. Let this be written for a future generation, that a people not yet created may praise the Lord. And then in Hebrews 1, verses 2 and 3, we read, and now, in these final days, He has spoken to us through His Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance, and through the Son, He created the universe. The Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God, and He sustains everything by the mighty power of His command. When He has cleansed us from our sins, He sat down in the place of honor at the right hand of the majestic God in heaven. And this brings us to our main text in John chapter 17, the prayer of Jesus before the Father. In John 17:18, Jesus prays for the 12 disciples, saying, "As you have sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world." Now, we need to pay very close attention to these next verses, because Jesus is pouring out His heart in prayer before the Father, praying specifically for you and me. The one who is praying for us is the very one who radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God. So let's read together now from the prayer of Jesus, John chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world will believe that you have sent me. What does Jesus pray for us? What are the most important things that Jesus desires for us? First of all, Jesus prays that all of us may be one. Let's read what Jesus says in John 13, 34 and 35. A new command I give you, love one another. As I've loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Everywhere we go, we enjoy being a part of a life group or a care group. And we were part of an ABF group here at this church. And then when we went to the Philippines, we joined a life group or a care group there at Davao Bible Community Church. We enjoyed eating together and having fellowship together. We enjoyed studying God's Word together, praying for each other. We faced challenges together. We helped each other and served others together and got our kids involved. God uses us in each other's lives. When we lived 6 years in this area, we were a part of an ABF group here at the church studying God's Word together. We were also part of a life group where we ate our meals together, we fellowshiped together, we shared struggles together, we prayed for each other. We were also part of some freedom groups, and we shared struggles and talked and prayed for one another. And we all have weaknesses. We all have strengths and weaknesses. We all have struggles. No matter how long we've been a Christian, we all face struggles. And it's part of God's plan that we experience oneness with the body of Christ, that we fellowship together. And I encourage you, if you're not involved in a small group here at this church, I encourage you to get involved so that you can experience what Jesus prayed for us. Jesus prayed that we would be one with one another and growing in love and fellowship and in love and unity with one another as we serve together, as we grow together in the body of Christ. For the past 4 years, we've been serving with others at the Bahasa Translation Workshops in Indonesia. There are four languages working together. Three are working on the New Testament for the first time. One's working on the Old Testament. I've been going to 4 3-week workshops each year, so I spend about 4 months each year in Indonesia. Leanne and our youngest daughter, Christy, have been coming and helping at workshops once a year, usually the month of June. And we experience the same thing. We live together, we eat together, we work together, we face challenges together, we play volleyball together. We've become like a family. And I'd like to take some moments to share some testimonies from our colleagues, some of the mother tongue translators that work with us in this cluster of languages. The translation team members, they're from 4 different languages, but they increasingly see themselves as part of a larger team called to the work of God. During the first week of one workshop, the RA computer operator didn't show up, and it was greatly hindering the translation work of the whole RA team. The following weekend, the main translator from the BA team, who was an older man, over 60, he took the initiative to travel for an hour by motorcycle to the RA church service, and after church, he went to the home of the RA computer operator and his father, and he said, "I come not as a member of the BA team, I come as a member of Bahasa-RA-NA, all the teams." And when one translation team is lacking, we all feel incomplete. On behalf of us all, I urge you to listen to the voice of God and to come to the translation workshop so that we can all move forward according to God's purposes. Well, when the RA computer operator heard this, and with the encouragement of his father as well, he felt convicted through the power of God's Holy Spirit. And for the next 2 weeks, he actively participated at the workshop. And not only did the RA team make progress, but all the teams felt encouraged. They felt a boost in their morale to see all the teams making progress together, and they felt growth in seeing what Christ was doing to build them up, not as individual teams, but working together as a larger team. Here's another testimony from a man who joined the BA team at the March workshop. When I first heard about Bible translation, I thought that what they were doing was something quite easy. But I quickly found out that it was not as easy as I had imagined. When we had discussions with the consultant, God opened my heart to the deeper meaning of His Word, and it has changed my life. Here's what I experienced. When I was in the workshop room, I felt that the atmosphere was very harmonious and full of unity. It was like a special room filled with the Spirit of God. It's an awesome experience to understand the meaning of God's Word. I already know about my own language, but when we were translating the Bible into our language, it was very difficult. We need to be careful to find just the right words so that it can be understood by others in our language group. In conclusion, there's nothing more valuable to me than spending time studying God's Word and working with the Bible translation team. My life is different now, and this experience is not only for me, but with the help of the Holy Spirit, I will try to share His Word with my wife, children, and everyone, especially the BA people. Jesus prays for us that we might be one in love and in unity. What else does Jesus pray for us? Jesus prays that we will be in Him and in the Father. In 2 Chronicles 16:9, we read, "The eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him." In John 15:5, Jesus says, let's read this together, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing." Now let's hear the testimony of a say man. "Before coming to the translation workshop, I was wrestling with my feelings. To be honest, I did not feel prepared to come to this workshop. I needed to take care of my household and my rice crop. I needed to prepare the rice fields for planting. I thought to myself, if I go to the workshop, there'll be no one to do the farm work. On March 3rd, 2012, when I was weighing all of this in my mind, my wife told me I must go to the translation workshop. She quoted Matthew 6:33 to me, saying that if we put God first, He will provide for all of our needs. With the support of my wife and knowing the importance of translating God's Word for both my generation and generations to come, I set out for the translation workshop. Praise God, on March 11th, when I returned home for the weekend to attend church with my family, my rice field had been plowed by relatives and neighbors. I could continue my work on the translation with a peaceful heart. God provides for the needs of those who seek Him first." And men, I can add that God also sometimes speaks to us through our wives. Now, I'd also like to share a testimony from a Na woman that we have known since she was a small girl. In fact, Inanna Giska, she attended kindergarten together with our daughter Janelle in the village. And you might hear some similarities in her testimony to the testimony of our daughter. Here's the testimony of Inanna Giska. "I became interested in Bible translation when I was a kid because my dad worked for 10 years with the Na team on the translation of the New Testament. It was then that I began to diligently read the Bible and pray in my own language. The Na New Testament was completed and dedicated in June of 2000. A few years later, the Na translation team began translating the Old Testament. In June of 2010, I was invited by the NA team to help with comprehension testing of the Book of Ruth. Then in September 2010, I was called back again, but this time I was asked to join the team. My interest in Bible translation work from when I was a kid came blazing back. I sincerely desire to work for the glory of God, and I can think of no better opportunity than this. Jesus prays that we would be one with Him. He wants us to know Him and to follow Him and to yield to His purposes for our lives. Jesus prayed for us to be one with one another and to be one with Him and the Father. Why did Jesus pray these things for us? Jesus prays these things for us so that through our unity and through our close walk with Him, other people all over this world will come to know that God has sent Jesus for us all. God has revealed Himself through His creation. God has revealed Himself through his covenant with Abraham. God has revealed Himself through the law of Moses. God has revealed Himself through the prophets. God has revealed Himself through His written word. God has revealed Himself through His own Son. God has revealed Himself through the apostles. And now, God wants to reveal who Jesus is to the world through us by the way that we relate to one another in love and unity and by the way that we yield ourselves fully to God. And I believe that God wants to use this generation to reach every people group around the world with the message of redemption through Christ. Here's another story of how God is working through a woman named Inanna Yuda, a relatively wealthy Na woman who owns a car. Less than 2 years ago, Inanna Yuda was very sick and she thought she might die. After she recovered from her illness, she experienced a bad fall. Well, last November, she asked a friend and I to come to her house and to pray for her. She didn't understand why God was allowing her to go through so many hardships, and yet at the same time she had started to read her Bible daily and started praying more. When she heard that the Jesus film in the Na language was completed, she felt that God was speaking to her heart to take the gospel in the form of the Jesus film to every village. God has blessed her efforts, and she has now taken the Jesus film to all 11 Na villages with great response. The Jesus film was then completed in the 3 related languages, and the people from those languages wanted to see it. This year, she's been using her car with the support of her husband to take the Jesus film across difficult roads to the Ra and to the Ba regions. Everywhere the film is shown, many people have come to hear God's word from the Gospel of Luke in their heart language. Here's one of the roads that she traveled on. Not everywhere they were able to get by on the vehicle. Some places they had to travel by motorcycle or by foot carrying the projector in the film. Here's a testimony from a Ra man. I give thanks to God for His strength and provision for our family. We are farmers, and it is a big sacrifice for us to leave our fields to attend 3-week translation workshops. Even though it is a big sacrifice, I consider it a privilege, because what we receive from God's Word is even more valuable than what we receive from our crops, and God is always able to provide for our daily needs. We also see how God's Word in the Ra language is making a difference in the lives of our people, not only through the printed Word, but also through songs in the Jesus film. We experienced this recently when the Jesus film was shown in our village. Not only did Christians come to watch, but people from the majority religion came as well. They came to me asking if they could watch the film too. I said, sure, and then I asked them, why do you want to see this film? They answered, because it's in our own language. I told them, please come in. At this church, we welcome people from all religious backgrounds to come. During the film, I noticed that some were crying and many were deeply touched. After the film completed, many requested to see it again, and many of the requests came from non-Christians. We see this as a movement of God's Spirit among the raw people in answer to your prayers. Thank you again for your prayers, your support, and your encouragement to us as we work in Indonesia, serve in Indonesia in the Bible translation movement. Some of you are already receiving our prayer updates, our email updates and newsletters. Some of you may not be receiving them. If you would like to know how you can specifically pray for us, I encourage you, there's a sign-up sheet in the back in the lobby area at the table, and I encourage you to sign up and receive our updates so that you can know how to more effectively pray for us in this work. Jesus prayed for us, and God the Father is answering his prayers. God wants to reveal who Jesus is through our unity with one another and through our fellowship, our walk with him, through our yielding our lives fully to him. God wants the love of Christ to shine through us, impacting the lives of our community and impacting the lives of those around the world. God gives us this wonderful glimpse of the future in Revelation 7, verse 9. Let's read this together in closing. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. Let's pray. Lord, we want to pray just as you prayed for us. May you teach us and enable us by your Spirit to walk together in love and in unity. Teach us to walk in oneness with you, fully dependent on you and fully submitted to you. O God, our Heavenly Father, here we are. Please use us to accomplish your purposes so that your plan of redemption through your Son will be revealed to all the peoples of the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Roger. Hi, Leanne. Did you have Leanne stand? I may have missed that. Why don't y'all stand up so everybody can see them? We love this family tremendously. I had a great opportunity, I guess it's been a couple years ago now when you came in my office and we talked, maybe several years ago now. I'm in Orange, I don't know, it could have been 15 years ago, seemed like yesterday. But to actually talk with Roger, he was going to speak, I think share 5 or so minutes, you know, during the service and show a couple pictures. And he started telling me about what he was doing and showing me the pictures, and I was so overtaken by what God was doing with these people. I said, 5 minutes is just silly. I mean, you can't tell what you do if you talk for hours. But I was so moved to see how people were responding to the Jesus film and to see this family that's given their lives very willingly, happily, and in service to our King. And I wanted y'all to be able to see that. And so when he called and said, I'm going to be in town, I'd like to share again, I went, yes, let's do it. And asked James, you know, could we please? And he said, of course. And James was going to go down and see Zach participate in a tournament this weekend. So it just worked out beautifully, and really appreciate what y'all are doing. And so glad that you're here and sharing your time with us while you're in the States now. So if you do not know this family, please friend them on Facebook. Spend some time talking to them. You will meet some of the best people in your entire life that you will meet if you spend a few moments with these people. They're very humble, loving people, and we absolutely adore them and pray. You're on my prayer list daily, and I would encourage all of you to put them. They are in a place in the world that is not real safe, and so they are actually risking their lives to do what they do. And so I pray that you will pray for them and bind with them in prayer.